In the name of Jesus, we continue our class, establishing new patterns. So, this class, we are going to learn how are we going to do in order to submit to the truth. We do need a new pattern. Turn to this verse first. Romans chapter 8, 28 to 30. Romans 8, 28 to 30, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30. Moreover, whom he predestined, this he also called. Whom he called, this he also justified. And whom he justified, this he also glorified. Okay. So, we have been chosen by God in Jesus Christ. So our life actually is so special. So we know God do things. God, he did everything with purpose. So he choose us must also with a purpose. Okay, so this is why in the right time, after when the time's up, Jesus came. Okay, so he redeemed those who he foreknew, and then will call them into this kingdom. So he called the one and then called them to be justified through Jesus' blood. And after justification, he will also glorify them. So in order to have a new pattern, actually the purpose is for the glory of God. Because we will be the imitator of Jesus Christ. We become the light and the light of the world. So people can see us and they will know Jesus. They will come up with a thought to believe in Jesus. Okay, so right now, the truth is just like a 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 13, 17, we know, right? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Yes. Theoretically speaking, yes, right? But in reality, just like Romans 7, 24, Paul, he said, all wretched men that I am, right? Who will deliver me from this body of death? Because it seems we have no control over our own will. We know what is good. We also know what is bad. But we have no power to do good. But we always try to do the bad things. Okay, so our goal is, Romans 8:12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. So, if we are debtors, not to the flesh, and then to whom? To whom? It looks we have to walk because in the context, it's talking about we have to walk in the Spirit. Okay? So, we are not going to do things to fulfill our desire. Not to make our flesh satisfied. You know, sometimes we have to do it opposite way. This is what we will receive life. Okay? 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. You think about this verse. And then 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Our identity, we know, right? So, the first class, we know what does the law, God require of you, right? And do you still remember what is the requirement? Yes, right? We have fear God, and then we, next, what is that? Fear God, and then everyone, without looking at your note, walking in all his way, right? We have to love him. Then we serve him with all our heart, with all our soul. Okay? And then we keep his commandment. Right? And in Micah 6:8, what? Do justly. Love mercy. Walk humbly with the Lord, right? So all these requirements, you can see, this God require of us. Okay? So, we know God's heart. And the second class, we have know your identity. Right? Identity. The children of God. We are heir of Abraham. We have hope because we were inheritance, the heavenly kingdom. Okay? And then the third class, what is that? Crucified the old habits, right? Crucified the old habits. So after we identify ourselves, then we know what's wrong in our life currently. Then if we really want to walk in the Spirit, crucify the old habit, not walking in the flesh, then we have to come up with heart. I want to submit to the truth. Determination, that's why. We get it here, right? Now, after we decide to walk on this right path, then let's come up with a new pattern. So this new pattern must be, it's very important to us. After we understand God's heart, if we really consider he's my father, I have to honor and respect him, then just do it. Keep his commandment. So, we have to live out a life to glorify him. In return, he will glorify us. Okay? So, those who are submitting to the truth will be glorified at the end. Even on the earth, will be glorified already. Because we show this holiness and the righteousness in our life. So, we live out what we believe. And we are the one who we proclaim. So this is very important. Right, so what is our New Year resolution for Lord Jesus Christ? We want to be his true disciple, following Jesus and then submit to the truth. Okay? So the first, let's think about what does Lord Jesus require of us in following him? Remember the first class, we do have a discussion, right? We have to know, because in the Old Testament, oh man, what does God require of you? But now, God to them is seems so far away, because God is almighty, awesome God. But now, the God is come to as flesh, just like everyone else with flesh. So now, Jesus is a manifestation of God. Now, Jesus, he called us. What does he require us to follow him? So from Matthew 16, Mark 8, Luke 9, 14, we will see what Jesus said about how to follow him. We have to really consider, because we must be his true disciple, otherwise no way to enter the heavenly kingdom. We cannot just proclaim by ourselves, I acknowledge I am Christian. But in reality, we must be recognized by Jesus. Okay? So, Matthew 16. Okay? Matthew 16, 24. Review this verse. Matthew 16, 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Okay? Simple statement. Simple statement. So first, deny himself. So what is deny? This is deny. What does it mean? You know, many Christians, they come to follow Jesus with their own esteem. They have their own identity. I'm somebody. So it's wrong. The deny means lost sight of oneself and one's own self-interest. Deny. You really deep out this meaning. So deny himself is what happens when we surrender ourselves to Christ Jesus for purpose of exclusive obeying his word and way alone. Just simply to please him, not please myself. This is called deny himself. Okay. So, you know, sometimes we overlook, we just take it too light. Yeah, it's okay. In this way, Jesus understand, he will accept because he is so kind, good. But don't forget, Jesus proclaimed, "If anyone desire to come after me, let him to deny himself." So we have to disregard ourselves in the unquestionable preference for Christ Jesus himself. So no question, no? Deny. Follow Jesus' demand that our love be placed upon him. So if we have not our own interest, then we have to always consider, be mindful about his heart. So his interest become ours. We give up our nature desire, our flesh desire. So that's why deny. So sometimes, for someone, it's very difficult. Yeah. But because Jesus, he is in heaven, he's not on the earth, say, challenge you. How come you don't deny yourself and follow me? Right? Because Jesus keeps silence. And we can see that if he is silent, he just admit, he just mosh, accept, so we are okay. But we will know at the end whether he accepts or not. And until then, that's too late. Okay. All right, so this is what exactly opposite to now our society teaches us, right? You know, psychologically, concept is you have to, your self-esteem. We have confidence, love yourself. So that's why one brother, he encountered depression. The counselor, from the outside counselor, give him a suggestion. If the pressure comes from your religion, then you cut off. You don't make yourself have this pressure, right? So you don't feel guilty. You don't feel this uncomfortable things. Then you will be fine. After you revive, you are okay. You consider you have confidence. Then you come to church again. Otherwise, just stop going to church. See, this is how the outsider, they consider about you have to love yourself. Otherwise, how can you love others? How come if you are not happy, people were not happy too. Okay? So make yourself happy first. But to Jesus, it's totally different, right? So deny ourselves. So from human perspective, we are losing ourselves. If we deny ourselves, I don't care about my interest. I just not going to fulfill my fresh desire. Then I'm not satisfied physically. But from the spiritual perspective, it's different, totally opposite. From the divine perspective, we are finding ourselves. That's how Jesus, his gospel, is so different from the world, right? It's opposite. If we deny ourselves, we will find out ourselves at the end. And we will be great esteemed, honored, and glorified by Jesus Christ. So this is related of faith. Do we have the faith to see through this world, and we longing for the glory in heaven? Okay? So first, deny ourselves. You know, for some people, it's very difficult because we have to not compromise. Compromise actually is we consider ourselves, we just cannot accept the suffering or the affliction for Jesus because we are afraid of losing something, maybe friendship, maybe wealth, maybe health, or maybe family. But deny ourselves, give us, we really have faith to do it. Because that's what Jesus, he made an example for us, right? So in, I think it's Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, you can see 6 to 9, how Jesus, he lowered himself as a servant. Okay, so he is our example. He denied himself for this salvation. Second, take up his cross daily. Luke chapter 9, 23, special mention. Every day, take up his cross. And so his cross means the cross belongs to us, right? Not Jesus' cross, right? So this is our cross. What is that? The cross to which Jesus now refers related to the sufferings that has been left behind. Okay? So consider this verse. It's very interesting. Sometimes we overlook it. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, 24. Colossians chapter 1, 24. This is what Apostle Paul said. 24, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. We know Paul, he suffered a lot for the church, for the brethren. But to himself, he said, I rejoice in my sufferings for you and the fill up in my flesh, which is lacking in the affliction of Christ. So Jesus, he seems like something behind. It's so-called suffering for someone to take it, Jesus, he can also take away every burden from us, right? He can make it possible if someone follow me just freely, you have not any burden, then everyone is so happy. But no, Jesus, he didn't do this way. He put some heavy weight, actually it's bearable weight for us to follow him. So here say, what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ? Jesus suffers so much already. But to Paul, he said, something left behind. Why? Purposely, on purpose, Jesus wants everyone who want to follow him take up his cross and follow. Because with this heavy, is this weight, then we will know how heavy, how difficult Jesus suffered for our sin. Right? So this cross, maybe to us, most of us, just suffer a little bit for not to fulfill our desire only. Right? So the cross, Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5, 24. Galatians chapter 5, 24. 5:24. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and the desires. Just crucify the flesh. Yeah? Crucify. So, crucifixion of the flesh, let's call deny ourselves. In linking together, actually, it's talking about one thing only, following Jesus. But have to go through this process. Otherwise, we just use our own imagination and then consider we are following Jesus. But at the end, that's why somehow we just cannot feel the joy and we just seems have no power to really follow Jesus totally. Because this is called crucifixion of flesh. And the self is denied when it is upon the cross, right? So on the cross, we are dead. Okay, so the cross must be personally carried, just like Jesus carried his own cross and head to the place of the skull, to Golgotha, to finish the journey. So the salvation complete. This is how Jesus, he suffered. He showed us the example. In order to follow him, this is the must. We cannot just say, I will think about it. If I cannot make it, then I don't. No way. We must identify with him in suffering and the death. Okay, so take up our cross, follow him, just to be identified with what Jesus accomplished, right? His suffering and his death. We deny ourselves and then put on the cross and be dead to our flesh, to this world. Okay, so this is a must, not optional. Okay, what if I consider, let me think twice. Then I'll decide. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus said, again, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. It's repeated in Luke 14:27. You can see how serious this matter is. Okay, so take up our cross. So our cross may be in various things, right? Maybe our family, our personality, maybe just our school, our ambitions, or our environment. But no matter what, we can overcome it. As long as we want to take it up, I take up the cross and follow. Next, follow Jesus. So we follow him means he is our leader. He walk in the front. We just follow his step. So wherever he may lead, we follow. Whatever the circumstance, maybe we are okay. We're ready to suffer for his name's sake. We are ready, we are willing, we are able to be identified with him. So we just like a copycat of himself. Okay, copy. The image. So just consider this is what he wants and his requirement. If we follow the Matthew 16, so we deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. How about in the Gospel Luke 14? Let's turn to Luke 14. This is another verse, another element had to be added on. Luke 14. From 25 to 33. This whole passage, Jesus said to the great multitude, he turned and said to them, to the multitude, 26 say, if anyone come to me and does not hate his father and the mother, wife and the children, brothers and the sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. You can see here, if anyone does not hate his father, mother, or his household, so this word, this very strong word is what if we have loved our household or even our life more than Jesus. This is the comparison, okay? Okay. So, what does it mean? We have to put Jesus in our first priority about everything, even our own life. So, that's how he requests. In order to be his disciple, we must love him more than anyone else. We have to bear our cross, come after him, and follow him, right? In verse 33, let's turn to verse 33. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Now, it put even harder. Everything. Whole thing. Okay, so forsake all that we have, otherwise we cannot be his disciple. This is the requirement. It's high standard. But usually we are walking in the lower standard. We have to be lifted up to stand in the higher ground. That's what Jesus wants. Seems not that easy, huh? But in order to exchange, to receive this glory, the salvation, we must decide, make a decision. Yes, I want. Because you can see the new year, so many people, they are so crazy. New year, the first light. So some people even special arrange a flight to go up to in the airplane and to meet the first light from the horizon. You see the first light. New year, 2015. Happy. And you know what? Every day is the same. Every day, the sun comes from that place. Right? But they just try to catch the moment, or the excitement. Wow, I'm so happy. Man, it's gone. Just like a firework. Wow, so happy, then gone. So, temporary. You can see that this world is just every year, year by year, day by day, year by year. And we're getting older and older. Eventually, then we close our eyes and then goodbye. This is the reality of this physical life, right? So consider what is the more variable can endure long. What was next? What are the requirements of salvation to enter the heavenly kingdom? Jesus, later he put more things on in order to make sure we can determination. We have this heart. So, in Matthew 19, verse 17, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandment. This is the word of Jesus to the young man, right? The rich man. So we have to love God and love man. So Matthew 22, 37 to 40, this is how Lord Jesus said about love. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Number two, always look ahead, not back. So Luke chapter 9, verse 62. No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Well, some of us may be still in this position, right? Gesture. We put our hand on the plow. We're supposed to go to follow the train into the heavenly kingdom. But we continue to look back. Wow, our friend, wow, so many good things behind. So our hearts turn back. So that's the danger. So Paul, he said in Philippians chapter 3, 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We press on toward the goal. If this goal is very clear to us, then we will not turn him back. So remember the hymn you sang last night? I have decided to follow Jesus. Which number? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Number? Huh? Come on, you are young. You have to remember our hymns only 525, right? You have to remember it. Which number? 498, right? Is that right? I have decided to follow Jesus. Right? So always have some hymns in your head. So when you try, you sing hymns, not singing the sacred music, okay? You don't listen to the lost music. So always put the music, the word of God in your heart, the hymns, to come and to remind yourself, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Okay? Number three says justification and the sanctification. Jesus said, very, very, I said to you, repeatedly, very firm, say, if we are not born of water and the Spirit, no way to enter the kingdom, heavenly kingdom. Do we believe of we born of the water, born of the Spirit? What does it mean? Born of water means our sin has been washed away. We are justified through the blood of Jesus every day. So we have to remain this justification always in front of Jesus. So justification, then after baptism, Jesus give us the Holy Spirit, this helper, comforter, right? He wanted to renew our mind every day. So this Holy Spirit will sanctify us. If we walk in the Spirit, this justification and the sanctification will always be in our life. So we must be clean and justified. We must be pure. This is what Jesus asked. He required of us. Do we answer to his calling and his requirement? Okay. So repentance, forgiveness, and then purification. If we repent, he will forgive. After forgiveness, he will give us power to sanctify us, to make us pure. We have faith, and we will do it because this is what Jesus promised. Okay? So, justification and sanctification. Number four, purification of the word and the baptism of fire. So, Jesus asked, suffering with him. This is how we take up cross. So, every day we have to be filled with the word of God. Without reading Bible, how can we reflect upon our deeds, conduct? How will we know the wrong things in our life? Without reflect to the Holy Bible, we may consider, I am good, I'm righteous. Okay. Right? Because this society is try telling us, you are the best. In the school, especially for little kids, you are the best. Oh, you are so good. But in reality, it's not. Only when we look at the Bible, then we will see how rebellious we are. Right? So, read the Bible every day. This is the way we cleanse ourselves, our mind. Then, baptism of fire, what is that? We suffer with Jesus. So, when we crucify our desire, then we suffer. So that's why trial and the test will come to get rid of all this uncleanness, right? This impurity must be get rid of totally. So this burning fire, Holy Spirit give us this zeal to purify herself. Okay, so this is furious trial, huh? So let's turn to this verse. I think that's in which verse? First Peter, I think. First Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 7, right? 火炼的试验, this one. Do you remember? It's called verse 12, First Peter, verse 12, actually. 4, 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happened to you. Okay? So, trial, this fiery trial come to us to purify us. Okay? So, this is a must. This is a process we will go through. So, after we read Bible, then we must be doer of the word and not only the hearers only. Huh? All right, the number 5 says, do the will of the Heavenly Father. So Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. This verse actually talking about every one of us, not the outsider. Okay? Not everyone called Father, Father, the Lord will come into the Heavenly Kingdom, but those who do His will. Okay? All right, so the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and Galatians chapter 5. If we don't do righteousness, we endanger this heavenly kingdom. And we have to be careful. Number 6 says, humility. Receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Huh? So, humility, this is important. Because as a child, a humble child, always listen to the adult. So just like sometimes, you know, the little kids, you know, it's simple. You tell them, and then they follow. But sometimes they will maybe distraught. Yesterday, I talked to Julian. Go to tell your mom, your little brother is in the toilet. He needed some help. I just told him, go to tell your mother, come in to help. He said, yes, okay. Because actually he was playing with something. He's in the middle of playing with someone. And then I told him to go. And then he went, right? And on the middle way, he turned to do some things because he find something more interesting. It's time to do it. I just observe it to see whether he will be a Facebook messenger or not. he just put the thing on, position it, and turn back, and go on the way to tell the mother. So this child, you tell him something to do, then he do. See how this is called humility. Okay? So, as a child, it's very important. Let's practice the word of God to do righteousness more than that of scribes and the Pharisees. You can see Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. It's important. You look at by yourself. If our righteousness is not exceed or over the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees, there is no way to enter the heavenly kingdom. So what is the righteousness of Pharisees and the scribes? They follow the commandments strictly. They really care about the law. We have to have the same mindset, but in different way, because we are doing out of our heart, not only the law, the regulation, right? Okay, so this is important. Number 7, obedience. In Hebrews chapter 5, Jesus set us example. what is so-called obedience. He obeyed completely, 100% to the Father. Okay, so with obedience, we will please Jesus Christ. Because he is so obedient to the Father. As his follower, how can we disobey him? Right? Okay? So, new pattern of lifestyle in Christ. With this in mind, the requirement of be his true disciple, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. The requirement of the heavenly kingdom for salvation. This is the truth. Now, what are we going to do? The new pattern is we must have a life of prayer. Every day, we must be a copycat of Jesus Christ. You see how Jesus prayed in the morning, right? In the middle of the day, in the middle of work, even in the night. In John chapter 8, in the prayer session, we learn, right? Everybody went to their home, but Jesus went to Mount Olive. In the morning, he returned to the temple. Right? For what? For prayer. To teach. So every day, morning, middle of day, or end evening, Jesus pray. So can we do so? Yes. So start a new pattern, prayer. Every day, you must pray at least 30 minutes. Give us this determination. If we can establish this life of prayer, then we have ability and power to do the rest of things. Without prayer, nothing can be keep going long. Okay. Second, a life of love. This new commandment, right? So a new commandment I give to you: love one another. So, how to love Jesus? Love our brother and sister. So, kill someone else through intercession or send message to friend for mutual encouragement. If you spend time on Facebook, on internet, we just review so many different pictures for what? Maybe you just send a passage, the verse you read today, you are so touched. Then you share with a friend. That's more than you view all the pictures. Okay, the value is there. It's mutual encouragement. Now we spend too much time on internet. It's a reality. Cut it off. You don't have to look everyone's picture, okay? It's less unnecessary. It's actually just pollute your thought. Detour your way. Okay? What do you need? Even as a pastor, someone say, oh, how come you don't go to Facebook? I say, no. If I go to Facebook to review it, so many pictures link everyone to no end. You may spend 1 hour just look at the picture and then you forget everything. Then what? Just know, what's going on here? We know what's going on because under this control of Satan, we know what people are doing. You don't even have to view it, right? So be wise. Be wise. So a life of love, show love to others. Real concern, real encouragement from what we receive in the Bible. Number three, a life of holiness. Get rid of the filthiness and the unclean things from our heart, from our mouth, from our eyes, our ears. Okay? So this in Ephesians chapter 5, this morning, prayer session we mentioned already. Follow daily Bible reading schedule for cultivation. So no matter what, in our local church, we may have a Bible reading schedule. You follow it. Or you have your Bible study group. You have your own Bible study schedule. Follow it. Just do it. Simply do it. It's just 10, maybe only 5 minutes to do your chapter. If you don't have long time, then you read through, at least you read through it. If we have quiet time, then ponder. Do it slowly, verse by verse, to think about what does it mean. How can I learn from the verse? Every day we can do it. Then this new pattern will be set. This new habit will be very helpful for our future. Okay? So this life of holiness, with this word of God, then we have ability to cut off all these unclean things. So we will have we strengthen our immune system of the spirituality. Our spiritual be healthy. Number four, a life of servitude. What should we do? What should we do for the Lord? So we have to really attend the Sabbath. As a youth, we have no excuse, actually, because you don't have to care anything. You just, your parents provide you so much, right? So just come with a zeal heart on Sabbath, Friday night, Sabbath. Because this is the day of week, we really can be recharged. Through fellowship, through word of God, through love, through Holy Spirit, we can continue in this new pattern and year by year. Number five, a life of wisdom. Don't waste time. So in this CYC, in the morning, the Bible reading is from Proverbs chapter 3 to chapter 8, right? Chapter 8. You can see every chapter talking about wisdom. That's what we desire for it. We must have a life of wisdom to learn what is the important message. A short message, maybe only short verse, but it's talking about the wise. And it's actually very practical in our life. For example, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. In chapter 3. In chapter 4, keep your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart. In chapter 6, keep the Father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. With this principle, we are not going to be deceived or tempted by the outside world. In chapter 8, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. This is the promise of God. So let's work together to set this new pattern for this year 2015 as our new year resolution. So next, in the end of 2015, the next CYCC, when we return, we can share more. I have been a very fruitful and very wonderful life in Jesus Christ.